Are we there yet? Sometimes life seems like we're sitting in the back seat of the car, and there's no air conditioning. Our younger siblings are sitting on both sides of us and are almost poking us. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you, they say, as they almost touch you. Mom and Dad are in the front seat, and they seem to be doing absolutely nothing about what's going on around you. It's hot, and you're hungry, and you've already eaten all the snacks that Mom gave to you. How much longer is this ride going to go on? You're on a road trip. The destination sounds great. You can't wait to get there, but you're not there yet. In today's sermon scripture, Paul writes, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Are we there yet? No. But where we hope to find ourselves is well the journey. Paul writes, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning as if in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. For creation waits in eager expectation." We're not there yet, but we choose to believe that we will get there, and when we get there, it will have been worth whatever discomfort we may have felt along the way. Paul writes of our hope, and that, although the full desire of our hope is not yet seen, we have already been gifted by its sample. We can call the sample what we've gained through the life and example of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We can call the sample the work that has been enabled through us by the gift of the Holy Spirit, a friend who was promised by Jesus. We have been gifted by God with the Holy Spirit. And this gift has been planted in us, and through it, we have begun to grow its first fruits. We make changes. The change begins first in ourselves. We change how we live, transforming ourselves ever closer to what God's vision is for us. The seed that was planted in us is germinated through the love we have for God, the respect we have for God's precepts, and our insistence in serving through them. The changes we then make are in the world. We transform it through the work we do and the example that our lives have become. We do as Christ asks us to. We love God and our neighbors. Jesus emphasized that the greatest commandments are to love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. And as he said in Matthew 22:37, to love your neighbor as yourself. And this is the foundation of all Jesus' teachings. Jesus called people to turn away from sin and embrace a transformed life, doing this through repentance, believing in him, and becoming an example of him in the world. Jesus invites us to actively follow him, modeling our lives on his example of humility, service, and obedience to God. Jesus encourages all believers to shine their light through good deeds, spreading kindness and actively seeking peace in relationships and in communities. Christ taught that greatness comes through serving others, caring for the poor, the sick, and the marginalized, through practicing compassion without expecting reward. Jesus instructed his followers to act with integrity, avoid judging others harshly, and practice humility in prayer, charity, and daily life. Jesus encouraged rejoicing, even in persecution, trusting in God's provision, and maintaining hope and faith during difficult times. And Jesus' teachings call for a heart-centered life with love, transformation, service and obedience to that love in all we do, reflecting God's character in everyday actions, cultivating a transformed life that impacts others positively and glorifies God our Father. The Christian life is a balance of hope for God's promises and patience in waiting for them. Life is a pilgrimage toward God, marked by faith, hope, and patience. It is shaped by the lives we choose to live and give. As we make our road trip, we become more than we were. The places we choose to stop, the souvenirs we choose to take with us, the t-shirts we bought and we wear, these things mark us and illustrate to others some part of who we are. Hopefully these things we've purchased and lived with inspire others to have or want the same types of things. But where we start in life, we don't always end up. But what we know as we travel through life is that as followers of Christ, we can look forward to a glorious future. A future Christ created for us. A future that God has guaranteed. And a future that we help create through our faith in God, our fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and with one another, leading each other to goodness and love, recognizing each other as brothers and sisters in Christ, as equals in God's family. Paul reminds us that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are adopted as God's children and as God's heirs. Imagine, God sees all of you as his children. Well, you don't have to imagine, it's a fact. Each one of us has been liberated from sin and death. Each one of us has been liberated from what Paul calls the bondage of decay. Each one of us in this fellowship of believers, this Bethel church, is a beloved child of God, eternal, and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, a spirit that can make change, a spirit that changes us and in the world. For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Paul wrote that. 2 Timothy 1:7. Jesus set us free, then set us on the path to lead others to that same kind of freedom, and to be caretakers to all of God's creation. Paul says that creation was subjected to futility. There was a sense of frustration and a lack of purpose. Our lives were transient. The world was perishing, and then Jesus Christ came. And he gave us a way, a means of salvation, and this for ourselves and the world. Christ gave us a means to perfect what is done in our lives and in the world. We're still honing our souls. Our halos are like our steering wheels that guide us on our road to Christian perfection. That road that the founder of Methodism, John Wesley, so famously wrote of. And this road we travel on doesn't promise that we will ever be perfect. We are human beings and may not be capable of being completely perfect. But if we keep driving, we may well reach a destination of perfect love. Love for one another, love for ourselves, and love for the world God gave us. Love that brings us closer to Christ and to each other. Love that calls us to accept that person God loves, ourselves, and all others. And God's gift of love helps us create and preserve the good found in our potential and that of the world. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible reads, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." That scripture is from Philippians 4:3. That verse is widely cherished as a reminder that Christ provides the inner strength needed to face life's challenges. It's a reminder that God has prepared us and enabled us so that we will believe, so that we do have hope, so that we know that we can achieve great things. We can become more, and we can help others become more. But whether Philippians 4:3 was written for us specifically or not, it informs us of our possibilities through the gifts God's given us. It points to the good that awaits us as we are transformed, and we transform others as the world is transformed through living our faith. We can do all things through Him, as it's sometimes translated. We can do all things through Christ, as it's often translated. Through our salvation and our inheritance given to us by God, the future is indeed bright. Our souls may groan, as Paul writes, as if in childbirth, for better selves and better days. But we have a due date. Through our nurturing, through being nurtured by our faith, there will be good that is born. Last week I asked you to consider your gifts. Today I ask you how you might apply those gifts to bring us all further along that road to Christian perfection, to help your church, to help your community, to help others know Jesus better. We may not be there yet, but when we do as God asks, as we live in Christ's example, as we agree to get in our cars, take that train or plane or bus, or just start walking, we know that we're on our way. We know that we'll make a way to a more perfect world and become a more perfect being. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.